الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system in this world is such that as technology changes and as the times change, so too is the requirement of every professional in whatever field he might be for him to keep up to date with the advancement in the technological changes. For example, if a person might be a doctor, then as the times change, he will have to keep up to date with the technology that is taking place. And he will require some sort of training to keep himself acquainted in the field. And these trainings, sometimes they last a few days, sometimes they last a few weeks. Sometimes this training can go on for a month or two. And this is very, very vital and important for this person to have this training so that they can keep afloat with the times. And if a person does not do that, then he will be regarded as someone who is not professional, who is not acquainted, and he will not be able to carry out his duty and his tasks correctly. So every field requires some sort of refreshing and some sort of training. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made each and every one of us believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the greatest asset that a person can possess, that is this iman. This iman which you have is going to be the distinguishing factor from a person either being entered into Jannah, or may Allah protect us and save us all, being thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. When man becomes involved in his worldly life and his daily occupation, then he tends to become neglectful and unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he becomes neglectful and unmindful of what is his purpose for being created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created each and every one of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a purpose. And what is that purpose? وَمَا خَلَقُوا الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us so that we may recognize, so that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we have been created. When we come out into this world, then we tend to forget this reason. So Allah ta'ala sends reminders to mankind. And these reminders that Allah ta'ala sends comes in many, many forms and many, many different ways. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala sends a reminder to a person. Allah Ta'ala accepts him for some great ibadah. Perhaps Allah Ta'ala accepts him to go for Hajj or for Umrah, or he goes out on the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the deen, or he sits in some deeni lecture and he becomes inspired and he becomes affected and he brings about this change. Sometimes a person goes through some calamity in his life. He suffers a loss of some near and dear one, some family, or in his own self, he has some health issues, he suffers some losses as far as wealth goes, different calamities a person suffers, and this is a wake-up call for him, and is a reminder for him to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala loves it when an insan turns back to him. And friends and elders, one occasion, one moment that Allah ta'ala sends a reminder to insan is this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting has been farḍ upon you. What is the reasoning behind it? La'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may attain taqwa, so that you may attain this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, So you bring about in your life your recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you become aware of this fact that every moment of my life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, and Allah is well aware of what I'm doing. If an insan brings about this quality, like how we are fasting, alhamdulillah, we are fasting today. And why are we fasting? Despite that need and the need and the temptation, normally a person is eating the entire day, but now he's abstaining food from food and drink. Why is he abstaining from it? Because he's aware of his fact that Allah's mother is watching. And Allah is well aware of what he's doing. Even if he goes in one corner, he will not eat. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. I have this fear of Allah's mother. I have this consciousness in my life that Allah is watching me, and Allah is well aware of what I'm doing. So just as how we restrain ourselves in Mubarak, it is a training for us to restrain ourselves for the remaining 11 months of the year also. Allah is watching us throughout the year. And this is the quality of the bring in our life. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu once, he was patrolling the streets of Medina, and there was a practice that should take place wherein they used to mix milk and water, and they should sell it as milk thereafter. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu stopped this practice. And now while he's patrolling the streets of Medina, he takes rest against a wall, and he overhears a conversation that is taking place behind the wall. That one person is telling another person that it is almost morning and they have not as yet mixed the water into the milk. A mother is telling the daughter. So the daughter tells the mother that you did not hear the announcer of Amirul Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab declaring that this practice should now be stopped. So the mother says, but they will not know what is happening. So the daughter replies to the mother that I do not want to be such that when I'm in front of the announcer, I will follow what he says and I will obey Amirul Mu'mineen, and now behind the back of Amirul Mu'mineen, I will disobey him. But not only that, even if Amirul Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab will not know what is transpiring, what is taking place, then definitely the Rabb of Umar ibn Khattab, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what is happening. Allah is well aware of what is happening. And that is what we have to worry about. Hazrat Umar became so pleased with this that he tells his slave to mark this particular property. And the next day he goes and inquires regarding what is happening, who is residing there. And he informed that this is mother and daughter, the daughter is not married. So he gets his son married to this girl. On account of what? On account of the taqwa that was there. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Anu once, he goes out of Medina with a group of Sahaba. And when they go on the outskirts, they reach a certain place and they spread out their dastarkhan. And whilst they spread out their dastarkhan, they are ready to partake of whatever food they had carried with them. They notice a shepherd. So they invite him to come and partake meals with them. So the shepherd declines. He says, no, I am fasting. So Abdullah ibn Umar asks him that you are fasting. Why is it such a difficult task? You got a task to look after animals, to look after sheep. And you are still fasting, and it is a hot day, you are in the mountains. So he says, yes, I'm hastening in earning my good deeds. Fayyam al-Khaliya, referring to the ayat of the Quran, where the brother will tell the Jannatis, Kuru wa shabatu haniya, bima aslaftu fil ayyam al-Khaliya, then enjoy it. For that which you have sent forward, for the sacrifices that you made in this world. So he says, that is why I'm fasting. I want to enjoy the bounties in the hereafter. Trying to explain that this life of this world is short and temporary. Whatever sacrifices you will sacrifice to make in this world, the reward for it is abundant in the hereafter. So Hazrat Abdullah became very, very impressed with this. So he tries to test him further. He tells him that, can you sell me one animal? So he says that, I cannot sell you an animal. It doesn't belong to me. All these animals belong to my master. So he tells him, they just sell me one animal. Your master might not know what happened. And if he does come to know, then tell him that a wolf devoured him. So with his youngster ears, what he sees, he turns his back and he walks away. And as he's walking away, he places his hand towards the heaven, and he says, "Fa'in Allah, where is Allah then?" In other words, you are encouraging me to do something wrong. You are inviting me to doing something wrong. Then you are telling me that the master will not see me. But I have this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is well aware of what is taking place. That was his chance to tell him. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar became so pleased with this that the next day he makes inquiries, and the master of this shepherd is brought. He purchases the entire flock and he calls for the shepherd. He sets him free also, and he gives him the entire flock as a gift. So from this we also can understand, friends and elders, when a person has taqwa in his life, when a person has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life, when he has the consciousness of Allah ta'ala in his life, Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. He was a shepherd. But Allah ta'ala, out of the taqwa that he had, Allah ta'ala opened up an avenue for him. That person who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will open ways out for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah ta'ala will sustain him from avenues that he did not even think about. Person is going through problems in this world. He needs to check in his life. Where has he gone wrong? Allah Ta'ala will open up for every use point you did not even think of. So this is the benefit of bringing about, the virtue of bringing about taqwa in your life. Having this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. That Allah Ta'ala will give you a life of easiness and bliss. And Allah Ta'ala will find, Allah Ta'ala will give you solutions to your problems. So Allah Ta'ala has given us Mubarak month of Ramadan. It is for us to bring about this quality in our life. And if a person has this, then to practice upon deen, to bring about every quality or every aspect of deen in his life will become very, very easy. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. On the night of the Khatam, we will recite the 30th part of the Quran. And it is mentioned there in Surah Iqra. Does insan not know? Alam ya'lam, does he not know that Allah is watching? Allah is well aware. So this is what this month of Ramadan is for, to make tawbah, to repent, and to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to live a life of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life. Once a person came to Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi, and he told him that I'm finding it very, very hard to abstain from sins. I want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I'm finding it hard to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim bin Adam tells him that you have to bring about these five things in your life. You have to bring about these five qualities in your life. He says, what it is? He says that if you want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you may do so. But first aspect, disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that you are not eating the food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for you. Eat some other food. Don't eat the food that Allah has given. He says, how can you do that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the razi, Allah is our sustainer. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the food that you eat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim bin Adam tells him, are you not ashamed that you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are still eating that food that Allah has given you? He says, what is the next point? He says that if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but don't do it on a land that belongs to Allah. Do it on some other land. Do it some other place. He says that is not possible. رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو رب المشرقين ورب المغربين لا إله إلا هو لا north, south, east, west belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, entire universe. Allah, the land belongs to Allah. Where am I going to go? Which place does not belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Ibrahim al-Adham tells him, are you not ashamed? You are living on that land that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still you are breaking the orders of Allah. What is the next point? He says the next point is this, that if you are to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then go and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somewhere where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not watching, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot see. He says, how can I do that? It's not possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware, well aware. Not only is Allah aware, watching me. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْآلِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows what's in my heart also. Allah is well aware of everything. He says, then how can you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you know well Allah is watching you, Allah is well aware of everything. What is done in secret, what is done in public, Allah knows. What is done during the day, what is done in the darkness of the night, Allah knows. Allah is well aware of the movement of the dark black ant on a black rock in a dark night. Allah is aware of the movement of the ant. Allah knows what you are. He says, what is the next point? He says, the next point is this, that when Malakul Maut comes, when the angel of death comes to take away your soul, when he comes to take your life away, then tell him, I'm not ready yet. Give me a little bit of time, I'll make tawbah, now I'm going to take my life, I'm going to repent. He says, that is not possible. When your time is up, then he will not even delay it 1 second more, 1 second less also, to the time, the person's time is up. World. It will be time to leave this world, you will have to leave this world. There is no changing, there is no alterating it. There is no altering it. The time to leave this world is set, and a person will not know when it is time. So he says that I am not ashamed, you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are living a life of sin. When death can come to you at any time, you have no guarantee. Whether you will be given that moment or that opportunity to change your life. How can you still disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the next point? He says the next point is this. That when the malaika of azab are dragging and pulling you towards the fire of Jahannam, and your abode is now Jahannam because of your life in this world, a life of disobedience and sin, and now you are being taken towards Jahannam, tell them, please give me a chance. Give me a chance, save me from Jahannam, let me go back to this world. Again, he tells him that is not possible. Once you are gone from here, once you leave from here, there is no coming back. There is no coming back, either it is Jannah or Jahannam thereafter. There is no time to change now. Ibrahim bin Adam tells him that how you are living a life. When this is the reality of life, you are living on a land that belongs to Allah. You are eating food that belongs to Allah. You are living a life that Allah is watching you. You are living a life in such a way that death can come at any time, you don't know when. You are living a life such that if you are heading towards Jahannam, there is no hope now. Jahannam is going to be your destiny. How can you live your life in such a way? How can you live a life of disobedience? My respected friends and elders, Allah Ta'ala has given us Mubarak of Ramadan to bring about a change in our life. We are not only Muslims in Ramadan. Let us understand that we are not only Muslims in Ramadan. Salah is our responsibility 5 times a day. Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, we see the masjid is full. On the occasion of Jummah, we see the masjid is full. 27th night last night, Alhamdulillah, the masjid was full. It is not only on those nights and those occasions. 5 times a day, Salah is farz upon us. In the masjid remains. It is our duty and responsibility. Allah is well aware of what we are doing. Let it not be such that the hilal of Eid is sighted and now the masjid become empty again. Let us ensure whatever we have done in the Mubarak book of Ramadan, on one aspect, Salah, and together with that, to some extent, to take away from gunas and sins, it must not be such that we put a pause on our sins before Ramadan, and Ramadan came. After Ramadan, we press that pause button again, and now we continue our life just like how we are living before Ramadan. No, friends and elders, it must be a complete stop. Ramadan has come for us to bring about a change in our life, a complete change. Such a change that after the month of Ramadan, a person will be a changed man. What is a sign of an accepted Ramadan? What is a sign of accepted tawbah and repentance? A sign of this is that a person has the tawfiq, a person has the ability to change and does not go backwards. That is a sign of accepted Ramadan. That he had shortcomings in his life before Ramadan. Now Ramadan came, he changed his life, he put a stop to it. If he wants to know his actions were accepted in Ramadan, after Ramadan he continued to do good actions. That is a sign of acceptance. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I will terminate on this. It's a famous hadith we hate all the time. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the member, and he said, Ameen. Sahaba asked, what do you feel now? You said, Ameen, 3 times. First time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, then I climbed upon the member, Jibreel, Ameen, who? Jibreel, this powerful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, greatest angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved of Allah's creation. That Nabi, with the opportunity is given to curse enemies, Nabi Akbar did not curse them. And Jibreel comes with a dua, curses be upon the person of the Ummah, who this month of Ramadan comes, and he fails to gain the mercy, fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He let this month of Ramadan pass by, like every other month. He didn't take maximum benefit of this month. Nabi Akbar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ameen to this dua. Friends and elders, let it not be such that we fall to the curses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is still a few moments left. The month is almost gone now. There is a few moments left. Let us make maximum benefit of these few moments. Take maximum benefit of these few moments and make dua, sincere tawbah, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah accept our efforts in this month, broken efforts. And Allah ta'ala make it easy for us to bring about a change in our life and continue with it after the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.